Hello, it is Rachel, and I want to talk to you about the routine of depositing into your child's significance account. Now, I will tell you that this is probably the account that everybody, children, adolescents, adults included, need the most deposits into because we have the most withdrawals. So this need for significance is the need to know that we matter, the need to feel seen and respected and understood. This sounds like it would be a luxury, but it is absolutely not a luxury. We all have to feel as if we matter. And we make lots of withdrawals from our children. They also make a lot of withdrawals from us. But when we say things like, "I know you're in the middle of watching a show, but it's time for dinner," that's a withdrawal from their need for significance because we're basically saying, "Hey, I know what you want, but it doesn't matter. You need to do what I want you to do." We also make withdrawals from this need for significance when we try to convince them all the time that we are right and they are wrong. So we say, "You can't talk to your sister like that." And they say, "Yeah, but I was." And we say, "I don't really care. You can't talk to your sister like that." We basically try to push our agenda on them all the time. And of course, we need to be firm with them and set boundaries, but we can do it in a more respectful way. And just as importantly, we need to make deposits for all of the withdrawals we are inevitably going to make. One more thing I will tell you before I jump into the suggestions is that if you have kids who are fighting a lot, very often they are bickering and comparing and competing because they do not feel significant. If you do have a lot of that sibling fighting going on, this is definitely an account you're going to want to deposit into so you see a reduction in all of this competing and comparisons. So what do deposits look like? One of the first and probably one of the most common ways that you would have heard of to make deposits is to have individual time with your children. Now, I know most of us don't have a lot of extra time, and I will reassure you that individual time actually has more to do with predictability than quantity. It doesn't matter as much how often you do it, but how predictable you are. So maybe you only do your one-on-one time once a month, but you do it every Sunday at 3 o'clock. So it becomes a predictable pattern that you were going to give them that one-on-one time. Just having something like that on your calendar, even if it's not that often, can show them that they matter to you because you are making time in your calendar for them. So it can be once a day, it can be once a week, once a month. It's more about the predictability. Another way to do this, even without taking the time of one-on-one time, is to care about your child's perspective, even, or I should say, especially when you don't agree with them. So instead of saying, "You can't talk to your sister like that, I can't believe you did that," that's a huge withdrawal. What we could say instead is, "You talk to your sister like that because you were really frustrated. We don't talk to each other like that in this house. I understand what you were going through, so let's find another way for you to talk to her." So you're showing them that you understand their perspective or you care about their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. It's really important to always start in your child's shoes. If you want them to respect themselves and know that they matter, you want to show them that they matter even as you're setting boundaries. Another way to make a deposit into their significance account is to have unique rituals with each child. So this is just something you do with one child that you don't do with the other children. So maybe it's Saturday mornings, you make pancakes with this one child, and that's a ritual you do together. Or it could be a secret handshake. Anything that you have that is just with them can be a deposit into significance. Another suggestion, and this one also does not take a lot of time, is to remember what matters to them and ask them about it. So maybe you remember something they say. Maybe they were talking about a teacher they didn't really like. Well, 2 or 3 days later, remember that they were talking about that teacher and say, "Hey, how did everything go with your teacher? Was your teacher annoying again today?" It's not that you're necessarily agreeing with them. You're just remembering that they said something to you and coming back to it later. And that feels good for everybody. That feels good for us too when someone remembers what we say and they come back to it. Ultimately, anything you can do to show them that you see them, that they matter to you, that you respect them even when you don't agree with them, that is a deposit into significance. And again, this doesn't mean you're not being firm or having boundaries. It means that you can actually do both at the same time. Now, there is a handout that comes with this audio that will give you other examples of phrases to use and tips for how to deposit into their significance account. You can also ask any questions you have in the Facebook group, and I'll be reviewing these types of deposits in the resources in the Parenting Academy, in the case studies, in the Say This Not That phrases in the scripts, you will see all of this in action. So I look forward to talking to you again soon in another tip.